Let's talk about a tech dream to prototype dilemma. Tech dream to prototype dilemma, the private label Fitbit that does not work. Private label Fitbit that falls short. Of course, this would be our Failure Friday segment. Once a week, we go and look at something that doesn't work. Always sharing ideas that work out and lots of successes and such. But once a week, we look at something that didn't work or something that fails along the way or runs into some unexpected competition or otherwise. Let's see, like last week, we talked about Copilot, this guy who's a programmer and started a business teaching people some programming skills or doing audits of their skills and such. And then Microsoft creates this tool that basically does it for him or does it for everybody for free. Or maybe it's not free, but it's pretty low cost compared to what you get for it. 24-hour availability, you know, unlimited inputs and such. So in these situations, how does the person respond? How does a side hustler, a small business owner, a smart person like yourself, perhaps, how do they respond and react and regroup? So the stories vary a lot, lots of variations, but ultimately we're looking at how we kind of persevere through difficult times or through adverse circumstances. Today's short story features Matt. He's a longtime side hustler. He tries to enter this e-commerce market for the first time. As noted, he's making a Fitbit, or it's more like a Fitbit knockoff, some sort of fitness tracker, I should say. It's not so much like the brand name, although I think he calls it a Fitbit as well. But basically, he's trying to do what somebody else has done, but private label it. And he discovers it's harder than it looks. And so let's hear about this story from Matt. He'll give us the details. I'll be back at the end with a few words of wrap-up.
When I launched into the world of entrepreneurship, my mind was buzzing with ideas. I'd always been fascinated by the potential of wearable tech, and the success of fitness trackers like Fitbit seemed like the perfect entry point. My vision was to create a private label fitness tracker that companies could personalize with their corporate branding. It was a niche I believed was untapped and filled with potential. I invested months of research into understanding the technology, the market demand and the manufacturing process. The excitement built as I contracted manufacturers, discussing specifications and customizations. The idea was to offer something not just functional, but also customizable. A product that could serve as both a health tool and a brand statement. Finally, the day came when the first prototype arrived. I remember the mix of anticipation and anxiety as I unboxed it, ready to see my vision materialize. But as soon as I had it in my hands, my heart sank. It was nothing like I had envisioned. The build quality was poor, the interface clunky, and the customization options were severely limited. It was a far cry from the sleek, user-friendly models on the market. To make matters worse, the initial feedback from a focus group was brutally honest. They found it unappealing and inferior to well-established brands. That moment was a turning point. I had poured not just my money, but my time, energy, and hopes into this idea. Facing the harsh reality that my product couldn't compete in the already crowded fitness tracker market was devastating. It wasn't just about the financial loss. It was about confronting my limitations and the possibility that my vision might not always lead to success. After some soul searching, I made the tough decision to halt further investment in the project. It was a bitter pill to swallow, knowing that all the excitement and hard work had accumulated in a product that fell short of expectations. Going back to the drawing board wasn't terrible, though. Instead, it was a chance to approach future projects with a clearer perspective. I realized that failure isn't the opposite of success. It's part of the journey towards it. Now, with the more pragmatic approach and the wisdom gained from this misstep, I'm ready to explore new ideas with a deeper understanding of the complexities of bringing a product to market. This experience taught me that innovation is not just about having a groundbreaking idea, but also about executing it in a way that meets or exceeds market standards. As I move forward, I'm taking this lesson to heart, ready to innovate again, but this time with a more critical eye and a greater appreciation for the challenges of product development.
Hey, Matt, I really appreciate you sharing the story. I encourage you and all of our listeners to remember, never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. You encountered a single defeat here, but there are many successes to come. So good luck in regrouping moving forward. Listeners, I'm always cheering you on. If you have a question and update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. There's lots of tools and resources there, a mailing list, send a newsletter out once a week just on Sundays. Nothing too serious, nothing too hardcore, but it is helpful. Notes for every episode, of course, there as well. A new episode every day, always free. Listen wherever you want. That's all for now. My name is Chris Gillifo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.